Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Comedian Kevin Hart once said, "I gotta stop saying, how stupid can you be? I'm beginning to feel like people are taking it as a challenge." He's not saying it, but the accident in which his back was fractured may actually have lawmakers asking, how stupid can a loophole in the seatbelt law be? While the government began to require that all new cars be equipped with seatbelts in 1968, the law doesn't require that vintage cars, like the Plymouth Barracuda in which Kevin Hart was riding when it crashed, be retrofitted with harness seatbelts if they are restored or are on the road today. While new seatbelts might not be historically accurate for a vintage car, they are certainly safer and may have prevented some of the injury to Hart or others in accidents involving vintage cars, which is why lawmakers are considering whether to pass a law requiring the harness for even vintage cars. And of course, it's one thing for the car to have a seatbelt, but it only helps if you're smart enough to buckle it. From Judge Technology Solutions, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.